You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. And before we go to our guest, I will tell you real quickly that Barry from Gunnersville just texted in. For those of you listening in our Huntsville listening area, he says if you're going up and over Montesano Mountain on your commute, that Montesano traffic is backed up in a big, big way. You might want to check it or find an alternate route or go down there to South Huntsville and go over the mountain into Hampton Cove. So anyway, just saying, Barry from Gunnersville, thanks for the text, and we'll keep things posted as we go. Hey, I'm going to the phones right now. We're pleased to have someone who's been on the show several times, U.S. Senator Katie Britt, still in her freshman term, already making waves. And she's coming on the air with us right now as one of our two senators from Alabama. Senator Katie Britt, how are you doing?
I am doing well, Phil. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to be back on the show and have the opportunity to be in front of your listeners.
Well, I appreciate that. And listen, you guys had quite an afternoon. I understand that y'all are a football family, I know, with Wesley's background. But your son plays football, and your son has got three pins in his arm now, is what I heard.
Does. Phil, the Britt family has had an eventful August, to say the least.
Yeah.
Our son broke his arm last week at football practice, and they did their best to kind of set it and try again. And ultimately, unfortunately, he had to have surgery today. So he has got three pins in his arm, but he has a good attitude, and we just got back home. So I appreciate you letting me move this around, and for your prayers for continued healing for Ridgeway.
Absolutely. Well, you said during your campaign you're a mom running for office, and you certainly are a mom in office right now. So we wish him the best. And by the way, tell him that I said chicks dig scars. So there it is.
Okay. I will do it.
Hey, listen, I want to get down to business with you. So we got the word here in the last week or so that President Biden, who loves to spend money, has just asked for $40 billion in new and additional spending outside of anything that had been previously budgeted or continued through the CR. And $24 billion of that goes to Ukraine. Only $4 billion goes to our southern border. What do you say, U.S. Senator Katie Britt?
So, make no mistake, President Biden waited until we left for August to roll this out. He once again has put forth an incredibly disappointing plan. He is trying to tie things together instead of letting them independently stand on their own.
Yeah.
I believe that we have to support Ukraine. However, it has to be done in a meaningful and a judicious way. We have to make sure there is the proper oversight over any money that is spent in Ukraine. I am a big believer that you have to keep your word. And if you look back to 1994, the Budapest Agreement, where America, the UK, and Russia came together and said, Ukraine, if you give away your nuclear warheads, give those back, get rid of those, we will, in fact, protect and respect your borders. Now, I think you have to do it, though, in a way that protects our nation and protects our men and women in uniform. We do not want any boots on the ground there. We have to remember that an emboldened Russia is an emboldened China, is an emboldened Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And in this environment where China has made it very clear that they are out for blood when it comes to the United States of America, we have to make sure that we are being vigilant and that we do not allow Russia to win. Now, listen, I was proud to vote for the inspector general that Josh Hawley put forth when it came to Ukraine spending. But when I see what's happening in this package, I'm disgusted. And I'm disgusted by the $4 billion for border, quote, security.
Yeah.
That is a farce. And we need to continue to say it. Now, this is exactly why I would not vote for the Homeland Security subcommittee appropriations bill that came out of our committee, because I do not believe that we need to give President Biden more money to, quote, manage the border. We need to give him money to secure it. And when you look at this money, when you drill down into what he is proposing more money for NGOs, more money to make it more enticing for migrants to come here illegally. And we have a crisis
Absolutely.
On our hands. A crisis. I mean, Phil, I know you've seen the numbers. We've hit all-time highs. I mean, the numbers for August on average, and now we're 7,300 a day this year. You rewind to what President Barack Obama's Secretary of Homeland Security, Secretary Johnson, said. He said if we have 1,000 migrants come here a day, that's a complete and total crisis. It's a disaster. And so what we're dealing with right now, I mean, this is of epic proportions. You've got about 7 million people that have come here. We know about 1.7 million gotaways that we know have gotten away. We know there's about 5.8 million people that we have apprehended at the border. There's another million or so that they're saying they're going to parole into our country, and it's disgusting. And if you look back, the Biden administration knows this. I mean, Phil, we've got to hold them to task. You look at what they're doing right now. So in the NDAA, you got to give it to Senator Wicker. So Senator Wicker is the top Republican. They're from Mississippi, top Republican on the Armed Services Committee. He was able to get in, and I was proud to be a co-sponsor of the Finish It Act. In that Finish It Act, it demands that the administration, and it got into the NDAA on the Senate side, that it demands that the administration utilize the border wall that it has, that we will not pay for this storage anymore, that the border wall material needs to be put up. So do you see President Biden do?
They're selling it.
Selling it all, Phil.
Yes.
It's disgusting. And that man knows it. He knows what he's doing. If you look back to 2007, the Secure Fence Act of 2007. Now, let me tell you, that passed with, I think, Phil, like 80 votes in the U.S. Senate. Now, let me tell you who voted for that. And that was about putting physical barriers on our border to keep our country secure and safe. It does not say that we don't believe people should be able to come here legally through legal channels. It just helps our courageous Border Patrol agents be able to make sure that they are able to funnel people to the right direction so that we can keep people safe and secure in our homeland. That 80 votes for those people who voted for that Secure Fence Act, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Chuck Schumer, and guess what?
Joe Biden. Yep.
He knows walls work. He knows we need them. And it is disgusting to see him play to the liberal left.
Well, he's doing it on a daily basis. And Senator, I mean, you nailed it. I mean, that was a great a description of the way I think most of America feels. And I think there's going to be some bipartisan sentiment that would agree with what you just said. But I also look at, too, if you drill down, like you said, the $4 billion, which is only a fraction, 10%, of this additional funding request he's got, that $4 billion is largely spent on housing and special services, not on stopping anybody. And I made the analogy earlier. If you've got water gushing out from under your kitchen sink, you don't just buy more mops. You turn off the water, and then you clean things up. And he's got the entire thing backwards, and we're just allowing. By the way, the population of the United States, if you didn't know it, this metric, has grown over 2% just on illegals since Biden took office. He's grown the percentage of the United States just on illegals.
Unbelievable. You and Phil, you nailed it, because the $4 billion, I mean, you just nailed it, because it is like basically a Trojan horse. I mean, because when you drill down into it, there are pieces of it that would essentially turn ICE into the shelter and services program instead of letting ICE enforce existing immigration law. And I want to be 100% clear. I will vote against this supplemental on the Senate floor.
Outstanding.
If that does not change.
And that's my next question. Thank you for beating me to it. The reality is I wanted to know where you thought you stood. And I would assume that's a generalized Republican position, or is that something that you're taking unique to yourself?
You know, I can only speak for myself. I know that you look at this, and obviously we need disaster relief. I mean, you look at the DRS, we know that we need funding for that. But even in that, Biden is trying to intertwine these things together, and we have to say enough is enough. And when it comes to the crisis that is happening in our homeland, when we are looking at the number of people crossing our border illegally, when we are looking at the fentanyl in our communities across our nation, when we are looking at so many of the domestic issues we have, but yet we are going to throw money at these NGOs to make sure that we elevate the you know, I guess, whether it's the hotels or the shelters or the services that are provided to these people, and yet we are neglecting our own, you know, we have to just say enough. Because when you do those things and you elevate those services, you know what that does? The only people that are empowered in this whole thing, the whole thing, Phil, make no mistake, are the cartels. Because the cartels can say, look at the shiny object, if we can just get you across this border. That means people are willing to pay more. They're willing to do more. They're willing to sacrifice more because there is a brighter light at the end of the tunnel. That is unfair. It is inhumane. We need to enforce our existing immigration laws. We need to secure our border. And if people want to come here through legal means, then that process needs to be available. But he is turning this he wants people, he wants to create he wants the crisis to continue to just elevate.
I agree. I think he does. I think he needs it to elevate for whatever reason. But Senator, we've only got about 3 minutes left. I do want to say this, though. I've not heard your statement put out like you just said, that you will not be voting in favor of this continuing, I'm not continuing resolution, but the supplemental. And I don't know if we just broke news here on Right Side Radio, but I appreciate you being okay.
You did.
All right, there it is.
I mean, and I think we will vote. I will vote against the supplemental on the Senate floor if in its current state.
Okay.
The border. This is a red line, and we have to stand up. I stood up earlier, and we'll continue to do that, and we'll continue to be a voice to say, this is the direction that we need to go, and this is the direction the American people want us to go in, and it's also the direction that they deserve us to go in.
All right, well, let me ask you, I want to switch gears on you with about a couple minutes left. It's something you've also been very vocal on, and this is a totally different topic, but it's also, it's not, because it's Biden politics again. Space Command. So we have the information that came out of your office is that General Dickinson, who is allegedly the one who influenced the decision with the president. The president says that. I don't know if he's a scapegoat or if it's actually true, but the reality is just a few months before the decision was actually announced that Space Command would not be coming to Huntsville, that General Dickinson bought his retirement home in Colorado. And I realize that you can buy a home wherever you are. I've seen enough Army in my own life to know that you can buy a home where you are and sell it and move on. But this one feels like a retirement home. And at the same time, you have to wonder, did it influence his decisions? Attorney General Steve Marshall just yesterday called for an IG inspection as to whether or not there was influence on the general for that regard. And I understand, too, that Mike Rogers is in his position as chair of House Armed Services is launching a congressional investigation. Your thoughts, we have a minute and a half left here. Are we done? Your Space Command still on the table?
By done, you mean it's coming to Huntsville? Then absolutely. We are bringing Space Command home to its rightful place, which is in Huntsville, Alabama. So I want to commend Congressman Mike Rogers. His leadership on this has just been tremendous. But I also want to commend the entire delegation. Everybody is using their posts, using the tools in their toolbox to make sure that we get the answers that we need, the answers that America deserves. This is bigger than our state. This is about our country. This is about, you look, the Secretary of the Air Force is supposed to make this decision. Both Secretary Wilson under President Trump said Huntsville, Alabama is where it needs to be. Then you look, you move forward in a Democratic administration. You've got Secretary Kendall, Secretary of the Air Force, who said the exact same thing. It needs to be in Huntsville. Secretary Dickinson was not even supposed to be able to weigh in this capacity. This is supposed to be the Secretary of the Air Force. And so you are exactly right. Biden is utilizing his recommendation. Now, keep in mind, he told us the exact opposite when our delegation met with him.
Oh, yeah.
He said that he knew that Huntsville, Alabama was the rightful place, and he couldn't think of a reason why he wouldn't recommend Huntsville as the place to do this. So you saw that Congressman Rogers called today for a hearing. He is going to call these gentlemen in front of him. He will, General Saltzman, who is combatant command, he will call General Dickinson, and he will also call General Kendall, or Secretary Kendall and Secretary Dickinson. So he'll have all three of them in front of him. He's going to get answers, and he will make sure that the truth comes out, because when the truth does come out, we will know that not only did Huntsville finish first and Huntsville is the deserving place, but that politics played a role, and that Joe Biden, we need to get, like, once again, he needs to get politics out of the Pentagon and put national security and America's interests first.
Well, Senator, we got to leave it there. I got breaks I got to take. Got to pay for the show. But all that to say, we appreciate your stance on both these major issues, and hope you'll keep us posted as things move on, all right?
Hey, absolutely. And I want to come back on and talk about CRs, because we do not want to give Joe Biden and his administration and unelected bureaucrats the opportunity to force woke ideology into various departments and agencies. So let's get back on and talk about that.
I'm with you. Well, I'll work with your folks. In the meantime, tell your son chicks dig scars.
I love it. Thank you so much, Bill. You'll have a great day.
All right. See you, Senator. That's U.S. Senator Katie Britt. And, we ran long intentionally, but we ran long. So we'll come back for a very short segment and then move on through the show. If y'all stay tuned, we will be right back.